All right, listen, thanks for tuning in to the Meeting House Bulletin again this week, and I want to take a moment to just let you know that I'm praying for you, that I'm, as I'm preparing for this coming Sunday's worship gathering, when we'll gather together if the Lord allows and gives us that privilege to do so. The catechism question on the table for us this week is this question: what are God's works of providence? The answer is this: God's works of providence are His most holy, wise, and powerful, preserving and governing all His creatures and all their actions. The right thing for us to do then would be to go to His Word immediately and sort this out and get the proof of this answer from Scripture. So let me lay a couple of pieces of Scripture out for you for consideration this week. As you gather your family together periodically throughout the week, you could do this at a dinner time. You could do this just before going to bed. You could do this as you're rising in the morning. But find a time this week, and I would even encourage it in this way, multiple times this week, where you can gather your household together and consider this question, consider the answer, and then make certain of the proof of this from Scripture. Well, where are some proofs of this? Here's a few. Psalm 145, verse 17. Isaiah 28:29. Hebrews 1:3. Psalms 103:19. Matthew 10:29-30. Also consider this piece of text from Colossians chapter 1. Let me read verses 15 through 20 and pay close attention to verse 17, especially in reference to the question of the providence of God. This text reads in this way: He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, because by Him everything was created, in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. Here's verse 17. He is before all things, and by Him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He might become to them first place in everything. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile everything to Himself by making peace through the blood of His cross, whether the things on earth or the things in heaven. What are God's works of providence? Here they are. God's works of providence are His most holy, wise, and powerful, preserving and governing over all creatures and all their actions. Well, be mindful of things that are happening at the Meeting House of Eastside Baptist Church in the coming days. Specifically, be mindful not only of our corporate gathering in Sunday school on Sunday morning, Sunday school starting at 9:15, and the corporate gathering beginning at 10:30 on Sunday morning, but also in the evening at 6:30 p.m. as we gather together in the evening of November the 17th, we'll have our monthly members meeting. And I want to encourage the membership of Eastside Baptist Church to make this a priority of the week and gather together as we give glory to the Lord in the way He's provided for us and the things that He's doing in our midst. So thanks for tuning in to the Meeting House Bulletin. May the Lord bless you. May you increase in His wisdom, in His strength, and in His knowledge.